Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 26th, the 11th day of the 2024 budget session. Today, we assign Senate bills to committees and worked amendments to many bills on second reading, including the following bills. House Bill 52, Property Tax Homestead Exemption, is a bill I sponsored that creates a homestead exemption for primary residences. I brought this bill to especially help seniors on fixed incomes who are particularly impacted by high property tax. The bill gives property tax relief across the board, but adds additional levels of relief for people 65 or older. The bill has been amended heavily, including today with an amendment that would create broader relief rather than more targeted tax relief for seniors. I plan to bring an amendment on third reading that would move up the effective date and make this relief available for 2024. House Bill 103 adjusts the property tax assessment ratio for residential property taxes from 9% to 8.3% if a constitutional amendment passes the voters in the next election. Today, an amendment pushed the adjustment out a year to 2025, giving counties and assessors time to make necessary changes as other property tax bills continue to get passed. I support this bill moving forward, but we have to ensure these various property tax bills work together. House Bill 203 is a property tax bill that has generated long debate. The bill would remove property tax for a homeowner whose home is valued less than $1 million by instituting a 2-cent sales tax. This bill would result in 97% of Wyoming residents not having to pay property tax. The bill was amended on second reading today and provides less relief. I do not support this bill because I believe it will incentivize out-of-staters to move to our area to take advantage of reduced property taxes, which will only increase price of homes in Sublette County. House Bill 125 would repeal gun-free zones. I brought an amendment that would have allowed home rule and local school districts to make the determination who could carry a gun in their schools. I believe in local control and was disappointed to see this amendment fail. However, I will vote for the bill on third reading. Today, we will continue to work amendments on second and third reading. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.